So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Burt Show.
Voice disguise are on?
Yes.
Okay, we are going to call you Jennifer as in Jennifer Wilbanks. Good morning.
How about just Wilbanks?
Wilbanks.
How about Crazy Eyes?
I'm not Wilbanks.
You're this close, though.
What surprisingly is my fiance's in bed and I told him I was going for a run.
Ouch.
Oh, wow.
I guess I should have rethought that, huh?
So he's actually in the other room right now?
No. I'm out of the apartment. I went for a run. He's asleep.
Okay. You didn't bring any scissors with you, did you?
Not trying to catch a cab or anything. Going to run into the library or
anything
like that.
Are you wearing your engagement ring?
I am wearing
it. Oh, that's okay. A good sign.
I've spotted wearing the ring.
No bus tickets, nothing like that. Okay.
No.
All right, give us a little history here, Wilbanks. How long have you guys been married? Or how long have you been going out, I mean? When did you get engaged? And lead us right up to the cold feet thing.
Okay, we started dating about 3 years ago. We've known each other seriously since I was like 3 years old. We have a child together. We got engaged on Christmas Eve. Originally, we're going to do a wedding later on in the year, but decided to move it up. Really fine up until this point. He has a best friend that he actually dated in high school, kind of like the first girlfriend and everything, and they remained really good friends afterwards. Mm-hmm. So he respects her opinion a lot. But when he told her that he was going to ask me to marry him, she said, "I guess do whatever makes you happy, but why her? Even though we've been together for so long and everything."
Okay.
So basically she's the type that she doesn't want him. She don't want anyone else to want him.
Are you
kind of thing.
Are you sure she doesn't want him?
Well, I've always had my doubts, but I just put it out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But up until now, and because the other day, he was talking to her. He was like, "Are you coming to the wedding? Just making sure," and everything. She was like, "Yep, I'll be there." Just like a really snooty type of "I've got something going on" type attitude. And he told me, like, as a joke, like thinking it would be funny if that happened, and it's not funny. So, just kind of nervous about what's going to happen during the ceremony, I guess, or if she does have ulterior motives, and it's tomorrow, so I don't really know what to do.
Well, what would he say if you told him that she was uninvited?
Oh, no.
That'd be pretty interesting.
He's friends like her entire family, too, and so they're coming to the wedding as well.
I can understand how this would cause you, like, some stress and all. But, I mean, to call off the entire wedding over it?
No. I'm not going to call off the wedding. Okay. I'm worried that there's going to be a fight in the middle of it.
Ooh.
If she does happen to say something. I know for a fact I've got a couple of my friends that I told that I thought something of that, you know, got the eagle eye on her during the ceremony. I said, if she stands up, you run after him.
The last line of your email says, "I need to know if this is cold feet or if this might really be a problem."
Yeah.
So when you say, "Is this cold feet?" You're not for a second thinking about calling off the wedding over this. The wedding, you're fine with that.
You're fine with him.
You're fine with him. You're fine with the wedding.
Fine with him that I know, but I know how a lot of brides, you know, the summer before, you know, get very, very nervous, very, very antsy, and think big things of small things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to see if I'm making a huge deal out of this small little thing, you know, little problem, or if it could potentially, because there are girls out there that are that bold to try to do that.
All right, Ms. Wilbanks, let me ask you a question. So in order to determine that, I think we need to know, has there been any issues with this woman? You said you've dated your boyfriend for 3 years, and I'm curious if there's been issues with her in those 3 years, not just now.
You mean issues of her telling him the same thing like this?
Well, I mean, issues that, I mean, with you and their friendship, you know, you say that they're best friends, but they were also each other's first.
Right.
You know, so I'm curious, how has she affected your relationship with your fiance in the 3 years you've been together?
Well, basically, like, it's like she would try to befriend me for him, but it's always like she had some kind of attitude every time we were around or something. And once, actually, well, it was a long time ago when we were first together, tried to talk me out of being with him because she thought that he wasn't ready for a relationship. So she's tried to talk me out of it before, and just her attitude and the way that she has such strong opinions toward, you know, that he most of the time doesn't ever act on. But, you know, you never know what that one thing you can say that could, you know, who knows what if she says something to him tomorrow.
Melissa's,
you know,
shaking her head. What's up?
Well, my concern number one is I don't think she doesn't want him. You said she doesn't want him for herself, but she doesn't want him for anybody else either. I don't agree that she doesn't want him. And two, I'm concerned because, you know, okay, the ceremony, let's say it goes without a hitch tomorrow. There's still issues with this woman, I think, in your relationship. And I think that, you know, you hope that friends of each person in the relationship is going to respect that relationship and be supportive. And I don't know. I just really, I'm confused as to why you and him have never had a conversation about her before, because I have the feeling that I would have brought it up, because mm-hmm. she does not sound like a best friend, good friend to everybody. She sounds like somebody who is trying to sabotage your relationship.
Right. I have talked to him about it before, and he just had reassured me, you know, this is our relationship, and she, you know, doesn't run our relationship. It's on us and not her. And, you know, she's just got strong opinions, and you know, she can be a brat, and, you know, I would just ignore her, is what he's told me.
From a guy's perspective, I'm curious for Bert and Jeff's opinion on this. Like, is it possible that he's unaware of his, you know, buddy being this much of a pain in the butt to his soon-to-be wife? Like, is it possible that he is like, oh, no big deal, she's just my friend?
Yeah, we understate everything. Guys understate everything, where women are more complicated, you know? Maybe you guys either see into things more than we do, or see them for what they are more than we do. I think we're pretty basic creatures.
Yes, I definitely think that women have a different perspective than guys in situations like that, and I think we are not intentionally, or her fiance is not intentionally playing it down, but he, like, we, like, girl, I think on stuff like that, girls are smarter than guys in terms of figuring out, because guys are just so surface. So girls can figure out, like, the couple layers down, and guys, you can explain it until you're blue in the face, and the only way the way you've got us is when we go, all right, fine, I don't understand what you're saying, but if that's the way it is, then that's the way you want it to be. So
he genuinely
does not see anything.
Like, he genuinely doesn't feel like this woman's a concern. He genuinely is, like, his heart's in the right place going into this wedding.
Like, if she's doing, like, it's like a girl who's flirting with a guy, you know, and the guy's talking to her and whatever, and then explains to his girlfriend, oh, she's just being nice. She's not flirting. She holds everybody's hand when she talks to him and kisses him with tongue when they leave.
Right.
I mean, that's just the way she is. Like, seriously. I mean, I don't know if I've ever even seen her with her shirt on. I mean, come on.
To me, it's almost, there's an issue with the wedding also, but it may be too, well, maybe it's never too late to talk about it. Like, if I had to redo my wedding, like, we had a guy at my wedding that was a real close friend of Stacy's. They had slept together years and years and years ago. They'd been best friends, and they slept with each other a couple of times, and she wanted him at the wedding, and I said, you know what, fine, let's have him at the wedding. And I was uncomfortable about it, and if I could do it all over again, I would have said to her, I don't want him there. I just don't want him there.
It would have been more of your day.
Would have been more my day. And I was never threatened by the relationship. Just having him there was irking me. And I should have had the sack to say, you know what? I would rather not have him here. That's my day. This is just about you and I.
And I think that Miss Wilbanks, that you are, it is your day, and you are allowed, your wedding is one of the few times that you're allowed to be completely selfish, and everyone mm-hmm. should understand. And so if there is anything, I mean, this wedding should be about you and your fiance, and when you're up there with the preacher, minister, whoever, then you should only be thinking about the fiance instead of you and your girlfriends having to give the evil eye, like you said, to this other woman.
You don't have to be playing those games. All right, so Jennifer, let's go ahead and I'm going to put you on hold, and then we'll take a whole bunch of calls for you here because a lot of people have opinions on it, okay?
Hi.
All right, hold on. All right, voice disguise are off. And Heather, you're on All the Hits Q100. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I had a question for Ms. Wilbanks. who told you that the best friend had said, you know, well, why her? Who told you this?
Hold on 1 second. Voice disguise are back on.
Affirmative.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yes.
How'd you find out what this woman was saying about you?
Through a friend.
Not
through one of his friends.
One of his friends.
Maybe he had told her that.
So, your soon-to-be husband told a friend, and that friend told you.
Yeah, I think maybe he didn't want to say it to me to hurt my feelings.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Hey,
very,
Amanda.
Very simple.
Good morning.
Simple.
Hey. I want to say I love your show. And my advice to Ms. Wilbanks is to uninvite this ex. I believe she needs to talk to her fiance tonight and be like, listen, I'm not comfortable with her coming. We need to not invite her anymore. And I think that he should understand that. It's okay, her day, and she's going to have this thought in the back of her mind the whole day if the girl shows up.
I totally agree. And I'll take it one step further than that. If they get married and this woman is still Jennifer is still upset, then I think that she has every right to say, look, this is not a person we can have in our life. I'm not comfortable.
Definitely. I had a similar situation, and you can't have exes in the relationship, and you definitely can't have them at the wedding.
Agreed.
And I think with the wedding, also think if 10 years from now you're looking at the wedding photos and the first thing in your mind is not the drama or the frustration you had that day over this some random woman.
Hey, Ray.
Hey.
Hey.
Question for the caller was her general concern about the friend causing a disturbance. Was she concerned about the friend causing a disturbance during the objection part of the ceremony?
Yes.
I've heard of similar concerns with other people's marriages where they've been concerned about a party in the congregation maybe playing a joke or seriously objecting to the two people being married. It's actually a pretty common practice now with the way marriages are customized with the vows and whatnot. You can actually get together with the pastor, and they can actually leave that line out of the ceremony altogether.
You see, I think if you have somebody at your wedding where that is a possibility, that they're going to stand up and say, I object, that person should not be at the wedding. You shouldn't have to go to the pastor.
That's
true. You shouldn't have to alter your traditions, your ceremony, if you've got somebody at the wedding that there's a possibility.
And
cut it off before it even happens.
And is this a case of a woman trying to be nice and trying to let everything, you know, include everybody and not want to come across as mean or bitchy or whatever, you know? And because that's the thing is, I think too many women, like, she's not doing what she wants because she doesn't want to come across as mean.
Omar disagrees with us. Hey, Omar.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, man.
Hey, you know, I've been listening to this, and really, I think, you know, he's marrying her. She needs to just realize it and be happy with that. I mean, women, I think, have this uncanny knack of turning molehills into mountains.
I don't.
And reading into things.
I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this situation because I do think this woman is trying to sabotage their relationship. And this is a huge ceremony for women, and the fact that this woman's going to come in and purposely try to make her feel uncomfortable at her own wedding is a concern.
Well, to me, it doesn't matter if she's making a mountain out of a molehill or not. It's her wedding.
Right.
She's the bride.
Right.
So whether she is or not, I think is insignificant.
Unless this is a deal breaker. Unless there's a bigger issue. I mean, we don't have him on the line here, so we don't know the whole story. But this may be a line in the sand for him, too. I mean, if it's that big an issue, then yeah, they probably shouldn't get married tomorrow.
Isn't it like a Geneva Convention rule or something, though, that whatever the woman wants for the wedding gets, like the guy shouldn't even argue it?
Right.
Argue with it? Yeah.
Once you propose and she says yes, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Right.
Same on.
Talitha, you're going to be the last call on All the Hits Q100. Hi. Hello? That makes things easy. And we are back to Jennifer. Can we get the voice disguiser on?
Yes, sir.
Yellow?
Yes.
Did you hear all of that?
Yeah, I did.
What do you think?
I think maybe I am just making something out of nothing. I mean, I really could be.
Well, you also have to remember, Will Banks, this is your day, okay?
Will Banks.
This is seriously your day. I understand how, with everything that goes on, getting ready for your wedding, planning your wedding, all of the stress of everything, that this could be an exaggerated thing that's stressing you out. That this could be something that's causing you cold feet. But you know what? Listen to that voice in your head and don't let her ruin your wedding day. This is your day.
Okay.
Bert, I'm sorry.
Are you going directly on your honeymoon?
Yes.
You are? Okay. I wanted to check in with you on Monday, but if you're going to be gone.
Is she going with you, guys?
No.
Bert had mentioned earlier about lying in the sand. Has he made a big, I mean, when you've brought her up, or do you think that if you said, I don't want her to come tomorrow, I mean, do you think he will make an issue out of it, or do you think that he doesn't care?
No, I think he would make an issue of it. In fact, I know he would make an issue of it.
So he would say, look, if you don't want her there, then I'm sorry that we can't get married?
No, he wouldn't say that, but he would be definitely, we need to talk afterwards type thing.
Why?
Well, just because they have been such great friends. I mean, it is probably what you were saying about how he probably just doesn't notice it. And, I mean, it was...
You think
he... A lot of the time, and a lot of the callers you get... Their best friends don't even want to believe that, you know, their, you know, significant other or their other best friend or anything like that. Like, even though they know they might be telling the truth, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think the difference here, though, from what you're comparing it to, is the fact that you're his fiance. Like, it may be conservative, but I do think in order, ranking order, you come first, especially right. On your wedding day.
Of course, yeah.
You know, so, I mean...
If you're going to be uncomfortable even a little bit on your own wedding day, then you got to eliminate what's going to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
All righty.
And again, they're not just best friends. They were together at one point, right?
For a little bit, yes.
Man, I was there. I wish I would have handled it differently. I wish I would have bucked up and said, Stace, I don't want him at the wedding.
Okay.
And this is from somebody that's already been through it,
been
too,
there.
You know? Be selfish. You're the bride.
Can we get your numbers and call you when you get back from your honeymoon?
Or on your honeymoon?
Yes. No, not on the honeymoon.
Yeah, when you get back, we'll talk to you about it.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Good luck.
It's your day. It's your day.
And I know, guys, you know, you talk about women and their complex minds. This best friend is conniving.
Yeah.
This best friend wants this man.
She's living the Julia Roberts side of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this other woman is.
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.